as Christians, why then are we going out to seek things that do not bring us peace? Some people watch horror movies and now they can't sleep all night. 2 weeks they haven't been sleeping, they have no peace, they can't turn off the lights because
their faith is weak.
So I'm gonna dive straight in, right? Because this week we're going to discuss horror movies, and particularly from the perspective of Christians, where the
Christians
should have
said dun dun dun, right? But it's too late now. Right.
Let's take it.
So that's more dramatic, not horror.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, so we'll be talking about horror movies, particularly from the perspective of Christians. Should Christians be indulging in horror movies? Again, an interesting question and topic that I'm surprised as to how much it comes up in the Christian walk with Christian people. I'm surprised. But yeah, it's a question that people ask. So let's dive straight in. But before we do, I want to ask, who do you think enjoys horror movies more, men or women?
Women.
It's gotta be.
Both of you women?
I think.
Really?
I
mean,
that's just why.
Women have a knack for...
A knack for what?
Evil, murderous
things.
Oh, yeah,
of course. I mean, she ate the fruit.
I don't know if that's what I was
What
going
do you mean?
For.
You just said women have a knack for evil, what? Tendencies?
Murderous things.
What?
I said evil, murderous things.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How did that go to, yeah, of course she ate the fruit?
Because she did eat the fruit.
We know that, but how did my sentence send
All right,
because
all
she was drawn to the evil.
Pronik, you also said women. Why did you say women?
Because she ate the fruit.
No, based on what you once said about how women tend to indulge in like, especially like documentaries about killers and stuff like that and whatnot and whatnot. So it's not far off to assume that they also like horrors.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, the answer is that who enjoys horror movies more? It's actually men that enjoy horror movies more. But I found it interesting because before there were horror movies, there were obviously books and tales and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And those were particularly written and enjoyed more so by women. So it's only when they became movies and I guess pictures, that's when
women tend to fall asleep at anything on the TV.
Men started enjoying it a lot more. But historically, it's been
started as folklore and that kind of thing.
It's been something that was particularly enjoyed by women, and actually most of them written by women as well. Back in the day when they were
in the Garden of Eden.
But yes, that's interesting. But let's go back a little bit.
You're gonna gloss over that.
What did you say?
You said back in the days, I added when they were in the Garden of Eden.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't hear it. That's why I glossed over it. And I think it's a good thing. It was divine intervention.
Amen.
Right. So let's go back a little bit. Just to explain why I think this is a big question, right? Or why are we even talking about this one of POV? Well, first and foremost, like I said, it seems to be a question that a lot of Christians have either thought about, asked, or discussed, right? Secondly, if we go back, like the idea of horror scaring each other and stuff has been around for a very long time, right? All these history buffs have traced it to as far back as like ancient Rome, ancient Greece, in terms of like stories and stuff, right? So I guess the idea of a scary story or something to scare people isn't new in itself. Obviously, horror movies, and especially the way they've become, that's definitely new. But yeah, the idea of scaring each other through stories and stuff, it's relatively old, right? And know people say that people who indulge in scary movies and horror movies and stuff like that, the feeling that they get can actually equate to like a runner's high. You know, those people, you know, the weird people that like running, and they swear that you actually get like a rush of endorphins, and it feels great.
No, yeah, I get that from football, not running.
But then what do you do during football? You don't just...
No, it's football, it's not running.
Okay. Yeah, no, but yeah, I'm talking about the runner's high, the lie that runners have tried to convince us of.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
But anyway, yeah, so they've described
maybe
that actually...
Maybe try running and then see...
We have tried running, actually it didn't go very far.
Yeah, I've never felt my heart more.
Can you imagine? Like, there was no
high. It's there. It's
there
fine.
Was a law that went on for days.
Anyway, yeah, so studies have shown that actually people get that same feeling. There's a rush of endorphins and rush of all those good hormones and whatnot. So, I guess the question is, of BPOV, let's go straight to it then. Should Christians be indulging in horror movies or watching horror movies? What do we think?
Right. Can I go first, yeah?
Yes, please, yeah.
In order for you not to lose me in this discussion,
hey. This disclaimer is weekly now at this point.
I'm going to have to add to your question. I'm going to answer the same question, but I have to add to it.
Okay.
Then right. It'll make sense.
Then it's not the right? same question?
No, it is.
No. But I have to add to it. Fine.
Can Christians watch movies, horror movies? I'm going to say yes. Should they be watching horror movies? I'm going to say no.
Okay, is what I wanted to add. So
everybody can watch horror movies. We've got access to them.
No. Okay, so what I'm trying to do is watching
the distinction and yeah, why you're
is watching horror movies a sin? No, that's what I'm bringing. That's why I'm bringing the distinction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is watching horror movies a sin? My answer is no. Should Christians should can I sit here and encourage Christians to be watching horror movies? I would say no. I would not be encouraging Christians to be watching horror movies. Okay. That's the differentiation I'm bringing.
Okay.
So, and I had to make that clear because depending on how the conversation progresses, you might find me on either side.
Well, I mean, the big question is should, because I think should is more important than can. But let me start with can. Can Christians watch horror movies? You're saying yes.
Mm.
And your reason is that horror movies is not a sin. So explain that to me. For starters.
Okay. So it's really interesting because I went through a lot of thoughts in regards to this, right? My first answer to the should was no, they shouldn't, you know? It was always been the biggest no for me for the longest time, even though I'm guilty of partaking in them, yeah? Then I was like, actually, why is it a no, you know? It's a genre, it's entertainment. So what is it that is wrong about horror movies that is not wrong about, for example, let's say action movies, for example, yeah? Because people tend to demonize horror movies because maybe of the aspects of it, like deals with the devil and things like that, possessions and whatnot. But these things are actually biblical. You know, the Bible doesn't go into details, but I was laughing to myself about that experience reading the Bible when the disciples tried to exercise a demon from a certain person. They're not disciples. There were two other people that thought they were disciples. And, you know, it actually says that it spoke back to them and said that, okay, the Jesus I know, the Paul you're talking about I know, but who are you? And the Bible says that it beat them, you know, chased them up. Imagine that in a movie. That is hilarious, right? It can also be scary. The Legion, my name is Legion for we are many. If you put a lot of voice to that, it's actually quite scary, right? And another argument that one made as well when I was looking into this a bit more, or say that actually, if anything, are they not the only genre that actually talks about portrays faith? Because in most of these, if we minus the souls and stuff like that, again, I'll put a distinction on that, on the bloody gory stuff. But if we're talking about horror in itself for what it used to be, it's usually good versus evil. It's usually God versus the devil. And oftentimes these will end with the priests winning or whatever, you know, the exorcism being successful. Now the demon has been exorcised. Now they're okay. And at the central theme of it, for better or for worse, is always faith in God, you know? So it's actually another way of bringing to life the battle, I can say, that is going on in the spiritual world. Yeah, they are actually just bringing it to life, because questions I had to ask myself, do I believe that demon possessions are real? I believe they are. You know, do I believe that people can be possessed, you know, to the point where they've lost themselves? I believe they can. Do I believe in supernatural activities, you know, for example, witchcrafting, people cursing each other and things like that? I actually believe in these things, that they're actually real, you know? So putting them on a movie, for example, portraying them like that and telling a story of that nature, well, I don't see no difference to me reading about the army in Revelation, for example, that's got tails like snakes, you know, heads like lions. And you're like, what is this creature I'm reading, you know? So that's why I'm saying that yes, they can, you know? With every category, there's always going to be the worst that you can cut off and the good that you can watch. And okay, I believe horror movies follow under the same thing. I think we can treat them the same way.
So all of that is an argument for horror movies.
Yes.
So that's fair enough, a sound argument for horror movies. So why then would your conclusion be no?
Okay. So there's a verse in the Bible that talks about, for we know that all things are permissible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Paul says that we can do all things. Mm-hmm. But just because we can do everything doesn't mean that everything's beneficial. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the reason why I would say no, and for me, I would then chuck in a lot of stuff even in that, you know, like, for example, I always talk about this because it's a very good example that I believe a lot of people are facing. But I always talk about things like, let's say, music videos, you know, there's no pure music video. You know, so the Bible talks about things that you let in into your, the eyes is the lamp of the body and things like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would say that in most cases, these things can affect people negatively. Yeah. Can, not always, mm-hmm. you know, if it's giving you nightmares, if it's making you paranoid, you know, you are out in the streets and now you're looking left and right, you know, that kind of thing, you know, you can't sleep properly, you know, can indulging in such a thing have adverse effects on a person? Mm-hmm. I would say it is possible, yes. Just like for me, for example, consuming a lot of, let's say, naked content could drive me to be a highly sexual person in the wrong way, mm-hmm. you know? Just like me consuming too much, let's say, rap music, talking about drugs and things like that could eventually lead me into partaking into drugs, you know? So I would say that it's not harmless in that sense. You know, they can be adverse effects to it, just mm-hmm. like anything else can. So if I cannot sit here and be like, yeah, you should go ahead and watch it. No, you can, but what benefit does it have to your life?
So you're saying you shouldn't, only if it gives you nightmares or makes you paranoid or whatnot.
If it's got adverse effects towards you, yeah.
But if there are no adverse effects, if you watch it, enjoy the movie and move on with your life, then it's fine.
Yeah, and I think that's what we do with most things. You know, most mm-hmm. of the stuff that we're consuming on TV, we all pick up, I want to say we all, not pick our poisons, but we all have things. I gave this example, right? Like, I've always been so sensitive to things like, let's say, partners cheating on each other and things like that and so on and so forth. The point that I can watch something like that and I'm going to dream about it that night, right? Whereas if I watch a horror movie, I'm sleeping soundly. It's not going to come to mind at all, mm-hmm. you see? Versus, for example, our cousin, she came on this podcast before, Sharon, you know, she cannot watch a horror movie at night. She'll tell you that hell to the no. You know, mm-hmm. but she can watch something like that, like this, the you know, whatever trash TV we can call it, whatever, and she's gonna go to bed soundly. You know, so I don't think you can. I wouldn't say that it's one fits all. But if you are gonna ask me a direct question to say that, well, what do you benefit from it? I'm answering, oh, you benefit nothing from it, just like you benefit nothing from 99% of the stuff that we consume. You know, if we were to go based on that, then we should get rid of everything. We should just, if it doesn't have Christ in it or God in it, we should not be getting involved. So rap game, blind dates, Doctor Who, you know, what other shows, you know, all these Korean stuff I enjoy watching or whatever. Then we should kick all that out. Ra, you know, the Indian movie, kick that out. The Marvels, everything, you know, DC movies. Then we should kick everything out. If it's not a movie about directly faith, then we should kick it out. That's what I would have to say.
Well, I mean,
which I don't support.
How did you get to that conclusion?
No, I'm saying that if we were to conclude that horror movies should be a no, you know, based on the fact that, or based on the question of, do they benefit you in any way, you know?
But that's the argument you made.
Sorry?
That's the argument you made.
No, okay, let me reverse.
The argument you made is, yes, you can, but you shouldn't. Mm. Why shouldn't you? Because it doesn't benefit you in any way. Mm. That's the argument you're making.
Yes. But then what I'm saying is that...
So by that argument, then what you're saying is, if anything that doesn't benefit you,
don't kick out. In it.
Yeah.
But then you're arguing against that point.
No. What I was saying is that, however, I would not make it a sin just because... This is me rephrasing myself, yeah? Mm-hmm. I would not make it a sin just because it doesn't benefit you anything. Because 99% of the entertainment that we indulge ourselves in doesn't benefit us anything.
Okay. Fatania, I want you to come in. But just to understand, so you're saying, yes, you can, there's no issue, mm-hmm. but you shouldn't because it doesn't benefit you anything. But just because it doesn't benefit you anything, it doesn't mean it's a sin. Mm.
So my argument, so two things.
Yeah.
Because, okay, the problem is, like I was saying last week, right, we demonize things that shouldn't be demonized.
So I understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying is your argument is, I can't advocate anyone to watch it because it doesn't benefit you anything. Mm. But even though it doesn't benefit you anything, So basically, you're saying even though it doesn't benefit anything, you can watch it. Okay, okay. Fine.
So
it's a loop. No, it's okay.
You get it. You've made your loop. Yeah. So I can't sit here and look at a believer who watches horror movie as if they're doing something wrong. No. If it doesn't affect them, if they enjoy it, you know, if it scratches a certain entertainment aspect of their life, that's fine for me. Just like I would do the same, I'll find the same thing in, let's say, maybe football or volleyball or whatever. You see?
Well, I mean, questions like this are hardly ever a matter of right or wrong. I guess it's more, which is why I said I prefer to focus on should than can, because should is next level. Is yes, you can, but should, because it's focused on
you can do anything,
best
but
practice.
Should you?
It's focused on what's beneficial, what's helpful. As a Christian, what should you be doing? That's the question. So it's hardly ever a question of can, but okay, Fatsani. No, hang on. You've had your monologue.
Really and truly.
Well, you allowed me to have a monologue.
Yeah. It's fine.
We're trying to touch the trend of thought.
No, the points you're making were absolutely fine. They're absolutely valid. It was a good monologue. As far as your monologues go, it was a good monologue.
I don't get it.
But now it's for Tanis.
I think the two things that kept coming back to me thinking on this topic, first was, you know, that the notion of no man can serve two masters. But also at the same time, I found something that Pronick said really interesting, in the sense that I think as Christians, we're always guilty of justification. We can justify our behaviours to suit what we want to continue doing. So if the question is, should Christians be watching horror movies? No. And that I would apply that then to all other genres that are not serving God, because no man can serve two masters. So if you're not serving, if whatever you're partaking in or indulging in is not of God, there is only one other master. I think sometimes as Christians we really walk the line on that one. We have loosened that concept, but it's very clear there is two sides. If you're partaking certain things, you're this side. Partaking certain things, you're this side. There's no ifs, buts, whenevers about that. I think the difficulty with horror movie comes in, my answer is still no, we shouldn't be partaking. But the difficulty with horror movies, I think when it originated, there were so many sub-categories of the genre. So it's hard to lump it all as into just horror, because you get the gory stuff that's only scary because there's a lot of gore and stuff. But then obviously you also do get the hardcore spiritual stuff that's dealing with the underworld, dark matters and stuff like that. And so I'm guessing things like that, people might be more inclined to be like, maybe don't watch those because, you know, they're dealing with ghosts and stuff like that. But It all comes as a package. As a Christian, what am I benefiting from those horror movies?
What do you think of the argument Pronick made to say that it's one of the few genres that actually deals with the spiritual welfare, I guess, as in good forces versus evil forces.
But does it?
It actually portrays that in dramatized.
Does it deal with it in the way that God has laid it out in the Bible? That would be my question. Because if it was a movie that's depicting, like Pronick was saying, the way the Bible talks about evil and things like that, and it's taken from scripture and put into a movie, I don't think I'd have an issue with that. But I think the issue is those ideas are not from biblical translations.
When you say you'd have no issue with it, would it have to be a retelling of a biblical story on screen? Or what if someone took the notion of a possession, for example? We know that's a biblical thing, that's a thing that happens. So what if someone was reading like the Gospels and saw the example of the Legion, you know, call me Legion many, and they're like, "Ooh, that's an interesting concept." And then they took that and made that into a movie of people that are possessed by multiple, you know, demons. And then you have like a priest or a holy man, you know, going from town to town, trying to tackle these and whatnot, and et cetera, et cetera. And obviously with movies, there always has to be something to overcome, you know? So let's say maybe there's two of them. One of them is weaker in faith. They go to do
and then they get killed or whatever.
Now this other priest is like, "Oh, I'm going to get these demons."
That's a biblical inspiration though, isn't it?
So I don't know. I mean, in this conversation, it's a biblical inspiration, but on screen, you just have the movie, Priest versus Legions in cinemas, right? Like, wouldn't know where it's coming from. But that's, so focus on the story. That's the storyline where it's a priest dealing with demon possession of people who are possessed by many demons. That's the concept of the horror movie. Would that still be okay? Because, I guess I would need to know,
because that concept, if it's Bible inspired, then I don't see what would be wrong with it, but we would never know where the inspiration came from. So unless there was, it's not a eulogy, that's when somebody dies.
Eulogy. No, that's actually very interesting because, okay, I'll tell you why it's interesting. And it goes back to a little bit of what Pronick said, right? Mm-hmm. I found this argument compelling, not convincing, but compelling, right? To say that actually, if we look at the Bible, God has actually always used horrific images, right? Mm-hmm. Which I guess some people link that to horror images, right? Because if you look at the beasts of Daniel, for example, right? Scary. It's that someone could have been like, oh, why didn't you just use four different men?
Revelation enough can give you nightmares for your whole entire life.
You could have just used four different men or four different animals, you know, a lion, a bear, or whatever. But no, he decided to make them horrific, gory, you know, whatever. Even the last one, a beast, that was just horrific. That's how it's described. And obviously those were used, I guess, to maybe grab people's attention, to shock them, to show the importance and the gravity and to inspire that fear and everything. So then the argument is that actually horror in itself is not bad. I guess it depends on what the underlying message behind that is, right? So then, which got me thinking, if people run with that thought, do you think a subgenre of Christian horror could emerge? And how would you guys feel
100%,
about that?
100%.
But why would it need to be called Christian horror?
Because like what you said, it's inspired from, it's biblical.
So
inspired.
It would be a biblical story, perhaps, maybe like of the region, but then taken and then dramatized or created a movie out of it. So I wouldn't expect it to be word for word biblical, but then it would basically
be inspired.
Yeah, because
but isn't that all Christian movies? So
no,
if
actually most horror movies are Catholic.
I said Christian movies.
Oh, I thought you meant isn't that. Okay, fine, go on.
Yeah, no, carry on. Carry on what you're saying.
I don't know what you heard.
No, because so what I want to say that actually there would be a sub. I would agree of the sub category because what you actually get with most horror movies right now is they are actually Catholic derived. Now I know they're still a sect of Christendom, but then obviously we have prayers to the Holy Mother and things like that and so on and so forth. So someone, let's say of my kind of like stance would be like, technically that's not really about God. You see what I mean? You know, because they're pushing on the beads and stuff like that, you know? So that kind of category, the way I'm understanding it, it would actually be one, yes, it's a horror story, you know, derived from, let's say, a biblical angle, you know, but then that, in my opinion, would have the right maybe telling of it, you know?
Another point that came across quite vividly when I was, and it was an interesting point, it's not one that you can, you know, put all your eggs into and say, oh, yeah, that's where my argument lies and that's the end all of my argument. But somebody made a good point to say, you know what, God is trying to offer us peace and comfort. That's what we're seeking from him. My peace I give unto you, that kind of thing. But then as Christians, why then are we going out to seek things that do not bring us peace? Like the example you gave, some people watch horror movies and now they can't sleep all night. 2 weeks they haven't been sleeping, they have no peace, they can't turn off the lights because
their faith is weak.
Okay. Because of the movie that they watched where the devil was going to come and get them. Now you've been, you know, you've been somebody that's like, you know what, God's got my back, I've got peace that he's watching over me. Now all of a sudden, just after this movie, all that has gone out of the window. You've brought onto
that's
yourself
fair. It's fair argument.
Yeah.
Restlessness that is undue. Mm-hmm. That as a Christian, you already knew that Christ is there watching over you, God is there watching over you, but you've indulged in something that's taken that fundamental thing away. Mm. Yeah. Now you're walking
that's
around.
Fair. Yeah, it is a very, very fair argument. And that's why my student is coming in, you know? Whereas the same thing will come up, let's say for me, I watch a program where someone has cheated on somebody, and now suddenly my perfect relationship, I'm looking at my partner sideways every time they're going out, I'm like, what are you doing? It's brought me restless for 2 weeks because of that thing that I've watched. The same thing will be applied.
Do you think that's the same though? Because the intention of horror movies is to scare
you. Mm.
That's literally the intent in them showing you everything. Whereas the intent on that, I don't know, let's say EastEnders episode, for example. Mm. I haven't seen that show in years.
But is it still around?
Yes.
I think so. I don't know. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. But let's say the intent of that episode where whoever, Chiso, whatever, it wasn't to scare or wasn't to cause unsaid or whatever. Or maybe it was to explore loyalty, disloyalty, redemption, forgiveness, whatever. Maybe that was the intent, to explore that storyline.
Mm.
Whereas, okay, for you, maybe for whatever reason, because of your own journey, that's a trigger point.
Mm. I don't believe in trigger points. But I agree with that.
Now, my question is, is the fact that something causes someone discomfort, even if that wasn't the intent, enough to say, therefore, they shouldn't indulge in that?
I would say yes to that because, again, jumping on what Fasan is saying, we are selecting what to consume as believers, right? And if certain things are going to disturb that peace she's talking about, then yeah, you shouldn't be indulging in that.
No, but then so everyone shouldn't, or just you specifically?
No, just the new person.
No, but then your conclusion on horror movies is because they have the potential to do this, and my argument is, that's their intent. It's not even just potential. That is their intent. Therefore, as Christians, as a blanket Christians, you shouldn't.
Mm. Because if speaking generally, that is the effects that it's going to have on the people. Or that's the effect that it has on people because of what you said. Because the intent is to scare. Mm-hmm. So a good horror movie will scare you. Mm-hmm. Because that's the intent. You know, it's going, like what we're saying, it's going into this human aspect of people that have always enjoyed a good scare story. You know, and I would imagine even back in the days, if you're going to tell a biblical story in a very good way, it could come across as a very good horror movie. Mm-hmm. You know, it just depends on how you tell it, how you portray it. Because of technology advancements, now you can put it on screen, sound effects, you know, makeup and stuff like that. We are bringing things to life. So it's a lot more scarier. Like, that's why you're saying that, you know, it was never like this. But it's like this because the world has moved on. Right, so the intent is to scare, you know, it's for a good scare, you know,
and the
fact that it's gonna have that effect on people, and like I said, like what Fatson was saying, that it's gonna disturb their peace and stuff like that. That's why I'm saying that they know they shouldn't. But my answer, and the reason why I started with can and should, was because in my answer, I was gonna lead to the fact that for those that it may not have that kind of impact on them, and they want to, personally, I don't see a problem to them. But if we are going to speak in majority, I'm taking a stance to believe that majority will have that effect on them, you know? So if that's the case, that's something you should abstain from, you know, just like everything else that can have that effect on you, abstain from that. Don't do it.
Okay. So there's one more aspect that came up that a lot of people were trying to make a distinction. And I want to see what you guys think, because I think Fatsani mentioned that there's a lot of subgenres in horror, right? You have the horror, of course, that deals with the faith and the spirituality side of things, which I guess is probably the horror that a lot of Christians question, that question. And if you're questioning it,
I think that's
your answer anyway, but that's one of the question. But then, so they talk about things like, you know, ones that do with like monsters, you know, let's say like
monsters.
What's that coming over the hill? Is it a monster?
More?
Is it a
monsters,
monster?
Not monsters.
Monsters that deal with monsters.
It's monsters.
Right? Huh?
Monsters, not
monsters. It's not M A.
Listen, they're born from man, they're monsters.
It's okay. Monday, not anyway, Monday.
So for example, apparently King Kong was a horror as well. I've never actually watched a King Kong series or that well, but I don't think it was a horror. Was it a horror? You've probably seen them. I have no idea.
It's very entertaining.
I really
do. Wait, so I have to give up on King Kong?
No. I mean, that's
again, it's for you to discern.
It's a great movie.
Hey, listen,
would you claim them as horror?
No.
You've already said it's for each individual to discern.
Yeah, I'll claim as a thriller, adventure.
I think, well, I don't know. I've never. It's a big gorilla. It doesn't interest me. Okay. So.
Skull Island.
Awesome. So people argue, they say that there's a difference between that and ones that do with like monsters like King Kong, Frankenstein, even Dracula, right? And the argument is that those kind of stories deal with. So there was really interesting argument to say that the origin of these stories were actually stories that were made to explore the depravity of human nature if left unchecked, right? Mm. So basically, they're stories that were almost like warning pieces to say that, you know, if humanity is left unchecked, these are the feats we could go to. You know, these are the things that we could actually.
These are the heights of our imagination,
of depravity, right? Depravity. So in essence, I guess it goes back to that argument of not Christian horror, but horror with a message, right? And people will say, no, actually, those kind of stories are not that bad because they're just exploring, you know, humanity to its, you know, fullest extent, you know. They explore things like greed and jealousy and anger and stuff like that, right? All those things, that's what they're dealing with. And the message is actually quite sound in that versus other horrors, let's say like the Saws and stuff, which is purely enjoying people getting sawn in pieces or, you know, you're just enjoying people getting blown up or cut or, you know, raped or burnt, you know, whereas it's just literally enjoying in gore and horror where it serves no real purpose. Would you say, if someone made that distinction, would you say that's a fair distinction to make?
I would say it's a fair distinction to make, yes, but not between those two things that you have given us. I would say those two things for me belong in the same category.
What two things?
The gory stuff and the vampire stuff.
Okay, well, I mean,
I think he meant gory stuff and the spiritual stuff. Is that
No.
He mentioned imaginations of what humanity could
become. So I mentioned stories like Frankenstein, King Kong and Dracula because they're OG ones. Obviously,
I mean, I wouldn't put King Kong in the same category as Frankenstein and Dracula.
Well, I mean, yeah, it is.
It's really not.
I mean, well, according to the creators and to the makers and to the movie world, they're in the same bracket.
They're wrong.
You differentiate them yourself. It's you're trying to convince yourself
as a consumer.
But then also you have to be mindful that the versions that I guess we know I've grown up with are not the original version. So for example, the way Dracula looked in, well, when was that Dracula movie? 2019, 2020?
There's just been so many adaptations of the story.
But the way that story looks now would not have been the way it looked in the initial iteration when it came out. So just be mindful that that's probably why those things are bundled together.
To answer your question with that, I would say yes, it's fair. And this is something else that came up actually, to say that even just like you would sit and look at, let's say, action movies and say that this is too much, you know, whether as a person or as a Christian, you can also sit and do the same for all other genres. You can sit in a drama genre, but this is too much, you know, whatever. I do believe that within the horror, as a Christian, you can actually say this aspect of things, no. So for example, the Saw stuff, personally, that would be a no to me. In fact, I've never truly seen a Saw movie properly ever until the Chris Rock one came out.
God, I thought he still was going to be. I've never seen it.
Chris Rock
is in the Saw movies.
Yeah, one of the latest ones. Oh no, it's not
Chris
Saw.
Rock, the comedian.
Yes, it's really? Not Saw. I think it's called Twister or something like that. But is of Saw origin.
Okay.
I think there's two of them, if I'm not mistaken. I think maybe he's trying to do his own franchise. But obviously, I saw Chris Rock and I saw the trailer and it was not of the Saw origins, you know? So for me, anything that is blood and gory about killing people and things like that, for me, I actually, personally, it's a no for me. you know, and also to the vampire stuff. For me, anything that is of that nature, like things that can never be, like vampires and creating life like Frankenstein again, for me, it's like, actually, even if I try to look for a story in this, I don't see the story, nor do I agree that humans will ever turn into vampire, you know?
No, it's not about, it's about the themes that are explored in those stories.
Yeah, I have no interest in those kind of themes that are being explored. To be
the wholesome. So he has no interest in the ones that people deem as wholesome, yeah. Is what you're saying.
Carry on. Yes.
No, you haven't finished. No.
Anyway, to put it simply, can you create a line and say that actually, yes, no, I'll say you can. On the yes part, for me personally, would be like the Conjuring.
A lot of things are for you personally.
On the yes would be the Conjuring.
Stuff like the Conjurings and what, because those ones that are dealing with, in my opinion, faith, right? Straight up pure demon possession, okay. And faith, you see? Of course, it's a movie, it's beautiful to see you, but what you're seeing is that there's a church there present, there's a priest there present, there are people that are going to exorcise that demon from that person present, you know, and that demon is going to be banished back to the underworld. The movie ends. Great stuff.
I don't know. I think the distinction, but I would, again, simply to conclude, I would still say, even when you divide those genres into their subcategories, the intent is still to cause discomfort. And again, I don't think as Christians we should be putting ourselves in intentional positions where we are discomforted. I don't know if that's the best way to put that. Because again, we're now going to find discomfort.
Mm.
Now we want to be praying about, oh God, please take the demons out of this house. You're spraying water in your corners. Or because you watched a movie when before you were completely peaceful, so you went to find unrest. So you can divide them, but the intent is still to cause the viewer a level of discomfort.
I agree on that.
That's
intent,
a con- you know what? I think for something that you make a compelling argument, mm-hmm. because the unfortunate thing with the mentality of I haven't been rocked thus far, therefore it's okay. I'll keep indulging because I'll go entertain. It's like, what if one day you do go see something that does rock you to the core?
But
unfortunately, because of everything else that you've seen, now the effect is 10 times more. Instead of you dreaming for 2 days, now who knows? Your whole life.
But that's the thing, you're searching for that discomfort.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
If you're a person that enjoys horrors, it's because you want to feel that horror and you come out disappointed. Yeah, yeah, you know, people come out of horror movies disappointed that they weren't scared.
And I am one of them. And you're very right. And I can't dispute that point whatsoever. You know, but again, I would argue it's the same thing that I would get going to watch a Marvel movie. I want to feel excited. I want to be thrilled. I want to feel...
But what's wrong with that as opposed to wanting to feel discomfort?
I would say there's nothing wrong with that. Nor is there anything wrong with wanting to feel discomfort.
Okay, fair enough.
You see, so that's why I'm agreeing for a point. Yeah, you know, it's about what it's about. You know,
you're not agreeing for a point because her whole point is
I'm agreeing with the Christian message.
Yeah, yeah, but you have to understand her point is saying the Christian message is about peace.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about peace in all aspects of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You're intentionally going out to consume something that is designed to cause you discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
That's where her strong no is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're saying, no, there's nothing wrong with going out to indulge something that caused you discomfort. That's what you're saying.
And so that's why I'm saying that I agree with that point, that the intentions are to feel discomfort. So I was agreeing with that yes, those are the intentions, because some of us get a thrill from that discomfort, you know, and then we walk out of the cinema movie and we're okay, you know, just like I've been to watch a Marvel movie, just like I've been to watch a rom-com, I'm fine, you know, life moves on.
Listen, I mean, what is true is that this conversation can be had about, a lot of genres. Yeah. The horror one, like I said, is interesting because that's the question that people ask. And I guess it's good because all the reasons, some of the reasons you've gave are a lot of that people battle with. It is an interesting question. Pronix says, yes, you can watch it. Probably shouldn't, but you can. There's nothing wrong. Fasani says, you know what? stay away from them, right? Mm. Like, Christ came to give you peace, embrace your peace. Don't go out of your way to cause yourself discomfort, right? Mm. Which both stance are, I guess, have their merits, have their merits. What do you think? Let us know.
Let us know what you think.
But I also do think the fact that people are questioning it, I think there's probably a certain level of spiritual shift that happens when you're watching these movies that makes you think, should I really, and that thing
just appeared in my living room right now.
You know, and of course, a larger question, of course, can be had, which would
you start thinking, where is the nearest Bible in this house as you're watching?
Try sleeping with your Bible under your pillow.
You know, a bigger conversation can be had, of course. And I guess that's a bigger conversation going into Bible study. Right? This is not a Bible study podcast, so we're not going to go into that. But of course, you can go into, you know, the spirit behind these movies, the intentions, the agenda. You know, is it just entertainment or is it a doorway? You know, because a lot of arguments have been made to say that horror movies, especially those of dealing with faith and spirituality or whatever, they're not just entertainment. They're actually little doorways into.
Or they're realities of what's going on that we don't know about.
Realities, something
that people are facing.
Yeah, realities, yes. But the whole point that they're made and as entertainment is so that they can be fed into people's psyches and souls 100%, and whatever and stuff like
just
that.
Just like everything else.
So an argument can be made in regards to that. But like I said, that's going a lot deeper than maybe we have time for in this weekly episodes. But let us know what you think down below. You can go as deep as you want. You know, we welcome 2, 3, even 10 paragraphs. We think twice before reading it, but we do read it. No, we don't think twice. We sort of have to look at it and think, okay, time for a cup of tea. Mm. And then we sit through the cup of tea and we'll go through it. So we do read everything that you send to us. And that's all channels, YouTube, TikTok, even Instagram DMs. And even for those that are blessed enough to have us as contacts, you send us privately a message. We read them as well, you know. So thank you. Thank you, I guess, for everyone who does get involved in our conversations.
Yep.
It's nice to know that some people enjoy these conversations as much as we do. So please keep doing so. And if you haven't already.
Please and thank you.
If this happens to be your first time finding us, subscribe.
Like. Subscribe
because everybody else has. No, I'm kidding.
Click just the little notification button.
Why are you just passing through, Jeff?
Click the little bell notification button and you.
Exactly. Yes, and our job will
S-U-B
be of course.
S-U-B subtract.
What?
I was trying to spell subscribe.
Listen,
you ended with subtract.
Our job here, and we're getting a lot better at it. Is to bring you. Interesting questions, interesting conversations, and it's just a starting point, right? Everything we discuss here is just a starting point. It's a springboard, right? So we want to know everything you have to say, going to all the avenues.
Nooks and crannies
included. Ladies and gents, thank you very much for tuning in to another episode of Offbeat POV. Until next time.